Lindsay Gibbs is a sports reporter for Think Progress, and she joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Lindsay, thanks so much for your patience while we kind of wrestle with this. But one of the things I did want to say is my concern is that I think a lot of people read websites like the Players Tribune and assume there's going to be objectivity, and there isn't. I mean, essentially, as we've seen with the NBA Players Association site, you know, you're getting puff pieces. But I want to ask you, first of all, just about the impact, like just the idea that the NBA Players Association would run this story in their website at a time when this is going on. You know, my response would be, if you're not going to at least address the issue, then don't write the Derrick Rose story.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like this is a Kobe Bryant's retiring and you have to write something about him, right? You mm-hmm. know, you don't know whether or not to include the fact, you know, the fact that he was in a rape case, you know, 12 years ago. I mean, this is a guy whose trial starts in 2 weeks. You have tons of other players you can profile, and it seems very transparent to do a piece like this now. Of course, I'm sure Rose wouldn't agree to a piece like this if they were going to ask him questions. You know, I mean, it's just very transparent, and I think very unfortunate that the NBA Players Association would choose to publish a piece like that at this time.
Do you think there's any connection between that, Lindsay, and the fact that Rose's accuser did a bunch of interviews in the last little while that she talked, as Jane Doe? And that her story was out there in a lot of places.
I mean, there certainly might be, although this seemed like a piece that has kind of been in the works, you know, for longer than a few days. But of course, there certainly could be. Of course, you know, there's a significant difference as those interviews were, you know, related to the trial itself, mm-hmm. Whereas this was related totally to his character off court. I mean, you know, this wasn't we're analyzing how he's going to help the Knicks, you know, which would mm-hmm. be somewhat of a more legitimate way to tackle, you know, Derrick Rose right now. You know, how can he help the Knicks on court? This was a let's look at his impact off the court, you know. And I think it's scary to have something like that written, you know, when he's in the middle of about to go on trial for gang rape. You know, how do you not mention that?
You know what? The other thing that bothers me about this too, and you know, this may sort of not be politically correct, and I'm probably going to be accused of a little bit of sexism here, and I don't mean it, but you know, the NBA Players Association's executive director is a woman, and I understand that she works for her, you know, her clients. She works for the Players Association, but I got to think Michelle Roberts, on some level. This can't sit well with her, can it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, I'm speculating as well. But, yeah, I was disappointed because I would hope she would be a little bit more sensitive to these issues. And like I said, there was no reason you had to have a big piece on Derrick Rose, mm-hmm. you know, this week. There was no reason that 3,000 words had to be published on your site about Derrick Rose this week. You know, it was not a requirement for the mm-hmm. Players Association. So, but if you are going to write 3,000 words on Derrick Rose this week, I think you have to mention that he is, you know, that you know, a woman has accused him of gang rape, and that the allegations at least have enough credibility that they've moved forward to the civil trial, you mm-hmm. know, that they weren't dismissed in summary judgment.
How does, Lindsay, rolling back, how did this wind up being a civil, handled in the civil courts and not in the criminal courts? Was there any attempt to bring a criminal case against Derrick Rose?
Yes, a police report has been filed. She didn't come forward till a while, you know, after the incident occurred when she decided to kind of proceed. But the reason the civil case is happening now is because of the statute of limitations in Los Angeles. It's 6 years for criminal, but only 2 years for civil.
Okay.
So if it was going to go forward at all, and of course, you know, from everything we know that there's still an ongoing investigation, it seems her lawyers seem to believe that they're kind of waiting for the civil trial to progress before they decide whether or not to do criminal charges, because of course it's a much higher threshold
mm-hmm.
for guilt.
I was going to say the burden of proof
right.
is different, right?
It's much, much, much more difficult. But the main reason is the statute of limitations. It's only 2 years for a civil case.
Now, I have to admit, I just assumed that in a case like this, that the plaintiff had the right to anonymity. And I admit, I just assumed that. And now we find out that the U.S. District Judge hearing Jane Doe's case has ruled that once the trial begins, she can no longer hide behind her pseudonym.
Yeah.
That, I just admit, I didn't know that, I didn't know a judge could do that. I just didn't.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's definitely different. I mean, the thresholds are different per state, and also when you're talking about criminal versus civil again, Rose's legal team has been trying to threaten her by getting her name revealed and out there since this began a year ago. And she's talked, and in the interviews last week, she talked about how important anonymity was to her. So this was obviously a big point of contention. The judge had previously ruled that she could remain anonymous during pretrial proceedings, that she could keep the Jane Doe pseudonym during pretrial proceedings. But that was for the trial itself, just ruled yesterday. And we do not have the official judge's decision yet, so we don't officially know the background of that full decision. But from what the lawyers have said, it seems like the judge was worried about seeming biased if he allowed her to continue with her name, which is confusing.
Right.
And he was just very concerned about seeming fair to both parties. And there's this concept that everyone knows, who Derek Rose is, so everyone should know who she is as well.
And again, am I wrong that there seems to be at least an assumption that the judge is connecting that decision to the fact that she did a bunch of interviews in the last little while?
Well, it's interesting because he said beforehand that she was that was a possibility. Like, because when he made the ruling back in June on the anonymity for pretrial, I mean, she didn't violate a gag order. There was no gag order on this case for talking to media. Of course, we don't know how much that did weigh in, but it seemed more than anything the judge was just concerned about fairness and not seeing biased, against Rose headed into the trial.
And again, I don't know anything about American Rape Shield laws, but I would assume that it's as they exist, they would only apply to the criminal courts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As they exist.
Lindsay, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me.